Ishaqtuyva. Pohu means Prabhu. Ishaqtat is Pohu. Prabhu, Lord, or Master. So, this Prabhu, two Prabhus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressed as Mahaprabhu, Mahapurusha. And others, they are addressed as Prabhu. So, these two Prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are very massive. Paramakuru. Paramakuru means extremely massive. Extremely merciful because Krishna is also merciful. But because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his original feature, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. But he is acting as devotee. He is not acting as Krishna. He is acting as devotee of Krishna. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nāyam. He is Krishna. But at present he has assumed the name of Krishna Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made 100 verses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to teach us, he described it. Slokas. It is too much praising. So anyway, some of these slokas were said. Two of them are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So one of the slokas is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhata Meka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Thari Kipam Buddhi Cha Tamaham Prakati. Sarvam Bhattacharya is offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking like this, that you are the same original person, Krishna. But you have now assumed the form of Krishna Chaitanya. Just to teach Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. You have come to teach the mass of people the art of becoming detached to this material world. Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya. Raga means sarcasm. And virāga means detachment. So, we fallen souls, conditioned souls, we are very much attached to this material body and consequently material world. This is the disease. This is called bhava-roga or material disease. To become attached to this body and Indian, and American, and white, and black. I identify with this body because we are very much attached to this body. But if we study very deeply, why I am attached to this body? Suppose if there is danger immediately, warning, that the group is going to fall down. We shall easily take care of our own body, not of our God-brothers. Because they are very much attached to the body. This is the first business, how to save the body. Now, if the next question is, why you are so much anxious to save this body? What is the answer? Can anyone say? Why one is so much attached to this body? The answer is that because I, the real I, am within this world. Therefore, I am anxious to save it. Then why you are anxious to save the soul, individual soul? The answer will be, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. So, ultimately, we want to love Krishna, but because we are in a forgetful platform, that someone is trying to save his body, someone is trying to save his bodily relationship. Therefore, in so many ways, you are implicated with this material atmosphere. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to become detached to this material. That is Vairagya-vidya. Vairagya-vidya means Vairagya-vidya. Vidya does not mean to become more and more attached to this material. That is not, that is avidya, illusion. Because I will not be able to save this body. This body will change or will be annihilated. But still, I am very much anxious for this body. This is called illusion or ignorance or avidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us Vairagya Vidya. How to become detached? He personally saw by his life example that he was very learned scholar and nowadays his name was Nimai Pandit, and he was very influential. He was so influential that simply by calling 100,000 people joined him to show a civil disobedience movement, disobeying the order of the magistrate, that he cannot perform kirtan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized immediately about 1 lakh of people and went to perform at the house of the magistrate. The civil disobedience movement, perhaps you know that it was inaugurated by Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, and India, against the British government. But long, long before, 500 years before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started the civil disobedience movement against the order of Gandhi. So he was so popular. My point is that not only he was a very learned scholar, he was a long man, 20, 22 years, but he was so popular that he could call 100,000 people at once to start his civil disobedience, his social position. He was beautiful, Gaur Sundar. His another name is Gaur Sundar, very beautiful. And very learned scholar, Nimai Pandit, nobody could defeat him. And very influential, and born of a very high-grade Brahman family. His father, his grandfather, was very, very learned scholar. So, in every way, he was very well situated, although the Brahmanas are not very rich. They do not care for money. They are interested in knowledge, Brahma-jnana. And if one knows Brahma, then he is Brahma. Brahma-jnanati iti Brahma. Brahmana means one who knows the absolute truth. That is Brahma-jnana. The human life is meant for that purpose. Apart from Brahma Vijnana, everyone should be interested to inquire about Brahma, that is it. At least a class of man must be there in the society. That is the brain. Brain of the society. Brahma. Just like you have got the brain in your body. If the brain is absent, the brain is gone mad, then your whole body is useless. That is the position at the present moment. There is no brain in the society. All Sudras, no Brahman, because nobody is interested with the absolute truth. Everyone is interested how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. That is going on, nationwide, worldwide. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is interested to make a section of the people Brahman. Brilliant. They can guide. It is not that everyone requires. Neither is this possible. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot become Brahman. Brahmana means the most intellectual class of the society. That is Brahman. Satta, sama, dama, pratikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, asikam, brahma karma, sabhava. These are the Brahman's qualifications. He must be truthful, so much so truthful, that even to his enemy, he will not give any secret. That is called truthfulness. And sama means controlling the senses, dhamma. Sama means controlling the mind. Mind is our enemy, mind is our friend. See, if you can control the mind can act as very good friend. And if you do not control the mind, then he acts as enemy. Therefore, the yoga system means controlling the mind, controlling the senses, so they can act as my friend. Otherwise, they will act as my enemies. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moha. So, there is necessity of a class of man who will act as the brain of the society. That is called Brahma. That is real human society, where there are four classes of man. One acting as brain, one acting as arms or armies of protection, one acting as belly or the food digesting machine. Unless you eat and digest food, how your body will be maintained. So everything is very scientifically designed in the Vedic civilization. So, in the Kali Yuga, there is scarcity of Brahman. Brahman is Vaidagya. A Brahman is not interested in pouncing sex. Get money and enjoy. That is not Brahmanism. What is enjoy? That is illusion. You cannot enjoy. Because you are conditioned by the stringent laws of nature. Then where is enjoyment? There is no enjoyment. But they are thinking I am enjoying. This is called illusion, Maya. There cannot be an enjoyment. When you are not free, when you are conditioned under the stringent laws of, you do not like to die, you are forced to. You must die. You cannot say, no, I am not that. No, that is not possible. So where is your freedom? But we are declaring now we are independent. This is all illusion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to save us from all these illusions. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya means living, not dead. If we have no spiritual consciousness, if we are not Krishna consciousness, then we are dead. This, what is this body? This body is dead. Alive or dead, so-called dead. It is already dead because it is matter. But because there is spirit soul, it is moving. The same example, the motor car, what is this? A lump of matter. Some iron, some other metals, some rubber, some minerals. And so long the driver is there, it is moving. It is important. So long it is moving. And as soon as the movement stops, you throw it out. That is very good experience in your country. So many useless motor cars are hit together. So similarly, this Brahmana means one must know that who is the driver of this body, Brahma Gyan. So at the present moment, nobody knows who is driving this body. So they are all Sudras, fourth class men. There is no first class man. But in the human society, there must be four classes of men. First class, second class, third class, fourth class also required for assisting the higher third class. Everything is very nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita was taught by Krishna himself, but people could not follow it, misunderstood it. Therefore, Krishna again came as Krishna Chaitanya to teach personality the philosophy of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not teach anything else than what was taught by Krishna. Therefore, Sarva Bhattacharya says, Vairagya Vidya Nirbhakti Yogam Sikhartam Purana Purusha, that Supreme Personality of God. Vairagya Vidya Nirbhakti Yogam Sikhartam Eka Purana Purusha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sharira Bhakti. Now we have assumed the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, that you are Krishna. That is also Rupa Goswami said, we have to follow the Mahāna, great personality authorities, Mahānana Jena Bhatastha Pantha. We cannot manufacture a way of life. We have to follow the footprints of Mahādeva, great personality. That is the way. Here at the present moment, everyone is speculating. What is the use of speculation? You are imperfect. Your senses are imperfect. Whatever you study, because you study your imperfect senses, they are all imperfect. So they are suffering, there is no solution. The speculative method will not help us. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is it is not as he has manufactured something. He is also quoting. He quoted one verse from the prayers of Lord Brahma. Jnane prayasam mudupasu namantaiva sanam kritana bhavadiyo vata sthane sita sutikatan tanuvan manohi ji prayasu adhito jitapasi stai stilapyam. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam in Brahma's prayer to Krishna. The purpose is that you should give up this bad habit of speculation. Jnane prayasam. Prayasam means endeavor. I shall get this knowledge by speculating. This is called jnana prayasam. Endeavoring uselessly for knowledge. So udapas, give it up. Jnane prayasam udapasa namantai, just become submissive. Don't think yourself that you are very learned. Because your senses are imperfect, how can you learn it? Whatever you see, that is imperfect. That's what you see every day, the sun, these eyes. What you see, it is just like this. Is it a dish? It is 1400 times bigger than the sun. So what is the value of your seeing? You cannot see what is behind the wall. You still you are proud of saying, can you show me? Can you show me God? And what power you have got to see? That he does not consider. He thinks I have seen power. Similarly, you study every sense. They are all imperfect, blunt. So any knowledge you acquire by gymnastics of these senses, useless. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the Bhagavad teaching, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same. So we have to give up this nonsense habit that I can attain to the perfect knowledge by speculation. Monodharma. So speculation and monodharma, mental gymnastics. This will not help us. So, jnane prayasam mudupasa namantaya, just become submissive. And where to submit? You must submit to your perfect person. Otherwise, where should you submit? Kavdi jnana kham sa guru meva vivakche kamit pani surutriyam brahmanitam. Bhagavan Krishna also said, tad-viddhi kanipatena paritrasnena sevaya upadeshanti tad-jnanam jnanina tattva-darshina. Tattva-darshi, one has seen the things as it is. Go there and from him take the knowledge. Not that one who is speculating. This is the process, daily process. Therefore, it is called Shruti. Sravanam. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Sravanam means hearing. Kirtanam means glorifying. A poem about Vishnu. Not for anything else. Sravanam. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this verse. When you are talking with Sri Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya suggested various methods of self-realization. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reject that. He said, yes, it is also nice that you go farther along, go forward still. So in this way, when Ramananda Raya quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnana Kriyasam Mudabhasa, he said, the beginning said, Yoho Bhadsho Agheka. This process is not very important, it is external. If you know better than this, so in this way, after many rejections, when Ramananda Rakan came to this verse, Jnana Kriyasam Mudabhasa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say that it is useless. Yaha, yes, it is nice. Yaha, you can get it. That's the beginning. That don't try to speculate. Just become humble and meek and hear from the realized soul. Namam. Yanitriyasam Mudapasa Namantai. Just become family. Do not think that you know by everything. That is your illusion, mind. Because you cannot know anything. You may never know something. That is not possible that you know everything. So to know everything perfectly, you cannot do it simply by speculating or handling your senses, imperfect senses. Sarmakaritana bhavari yoga. You hear from the realized soul. So Krishna, hear from Krishna. That is, be perfect. And sthanesthita, to hear about Krishna, you do not require to change your position. You are a medical man, that's all right. In any medical. You are a scientist, that's all right. You are a lawyer, that's all right. You are fool, that's all right. Because everyone is fool, but they are divided by mental construction that here is a fool, here is a lawyer. Because the learned is also fool. But by mental construction, he is recognized as intelligent. Same mental construction. Jaiste bhadra bhadra kakoli soma. Chaitanya Chaitanya Prabhu says, in the material world, this is good and this is bad. This is all mental speculation. Jaiste bhadra bhadra kakoli soma. Ehi bhalo, ehi mandha, sama mana dharma. That division, this is good, this is bad, it is just like this. And it has no value. It has no value. So, this mental speculation will not help us. And therefore, sanity. You remain in your position. It doesn't matter, good or bad. The mental speculator's body, that this is good, this is bad, this is intelligent, this is fool. They are all mental speculators. That will not help. So you remain in your position. Either in good or bad. It doesn't matter. But you do one thing. Sanistika sutikatana tanuvamana. You use your ear. That fear is bestowed upon everyone, either fool or lamb. So use that fear. Sani sita sutigatam sanubhanamanohi, and hear attentively and mold your life as you hear from the realized soul. Sani sita sutigatam sanubhanamanohi. One who remains like this, although he is imperfect fool, whatever he may be, He can conquer the Ajito. Ajito means war. Nobody can conquer him. But a devotee who sincerely hears about him from the realized soul, he can conquer the Ajito, Krishna. They are gopis. The gopi is a woman, not very high class woman, cowherd, in the village, not in town, very educated, high society, Brahman society, no. They all belong to Vaishnava class. And they are women, not vilantis, not scholars, but they conquer Krishna. Why? That is it. They heard about Krishna and they become lovers of Krishna. That is the path. So that is the real qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are so strict about homely association. Still, he recommended Brahma Kashi Upasana Mitabhu Bharugavita Purjiva. There is no better type of worshipping Krishna than the system which Vrijabandhu, the gopis, adopted to love Krishna. That is the first class. That is the recommendation of Vedic Shastra. Sarai Punsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Adhokhaji. First class religion. Religion means to understand God. That is the common first. The process may be different according to country, man. That's why he was the deity in the temple. This is also bhakti. And the Christians go to the church and offer prayer to God. That is also bhakti. That is also bhakti. Nine items of bhakti. Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Das. Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam. Bandhanam is offering prayer. So, they go to the church or go to the mosque, they offer prayers to the Supreme. That is also bhakti. So, there is no question of what type of religion you are following. That doesn't matter. You follow anything, whatever suits you. But the result should be that. So what should be the result? The result is how to love God. That should be it. If you have come to that platform, how to love God, mad after God, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Judaitam nishena chakshusha pravishaitam sunnaitam jagatsarvam govinda virahena. Govinda virahena, being separated from govinda, God, my life is better. This is it. It doesn't matter whether you follow Christianity or Hinduism or Muslimism. Whether you are seeing vacancy, everything better without Krishna or without God. That is the test. Jugaitam Nisha. Every moment, because one is feeling separation from the God, he is feeling also when I shall see him. So, this anxiety, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jugaitam Nisha. A woman, a moment, he is feeling to me. Millennium, hundreds of millions of years separation. That is love. If you love somebody, and if you, of course, in the material world, this love is not possible. There is no love in the material world. It is all lust. So love means loving God. That is love. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this, Jugaitam Nimise, Chakshusha Pravishayitam. I am feeling one moment as a millennium. being separated from Krishna. And the torrents of pure satami, there is torrents of rain. And sunna itam yavastarpam. And the whole world is singing to me, Heka, Govinda Bhirayana, being separated from Govinda. This is right. So, it doesn't matter what religious system you are following, that the result should be this, that you should be mad after God. That is the best. Savai Pungshan Paro. That is first class. Yato Bhakti Vadhukpati. To love. Bhakti means love, service, tenderness. Vadhukpati. Vadhukpati means beyond the speculation of mind. Mental exercise, body exercise. Adhokkata. Adhokkata akhaja jnana. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. And he took sannyas for the benefit of the whole world. He took sannyas. He gave up his very opulent position. And Navaji, as I have told you, very learned scholar, very beautiful body, very beautiful wife, very affectionate mother, good popularity. There was no scarcity, and he is not himself either with any scarcity. There is no question. But in spite of, he took sannyas for the benefit of the whole world. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in Atlanta. So, you watch this, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Parama Koruna Pahudriyama. They are very, very merciful. A little service will enhance your devotional service to a large extent. Thank you very much.